Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Imran Rasby and Daniel Rasby, riskfeestaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule a free video call to talk with us and meet with us there. But we are fiduciaries, but we can't really give you fiduciary advice over the radio because we don't know anything about you. So if you want actual fiduciary advice, then make that appointment meeting and we get to know you a little bit and we can actually give you advice that is important to you and pertains to you.
So let me give you an example of what kind of advice you can get and what kind of plans you can get with Higher Ground and how we reduce your risk, fees, and taxes. So Raz, I was just talking with a client earlier this week and or last week, and we talked about a number of things, and she was single, she wasn't not married, and she didn't have any kids that she particularly wanted to leave money to, but she did have some family members said, well, I do want to leave some legacy for my family members. Mm-hmm. And she had worked hard all her life. She was at the height of her career now, making a bit over $100,000 a year. And she was very pleased with having set aside, you know, about $1.3 million for retirement. Most of it's in her 401k. And so all her life, she's been just stuffing money in that 401k. And she has this $1.3 million saved. And, you know, she was doing some calculations and she figures, look, I'm going to retire maybe in 5 years or so, because I'm hoping I'll get to maybe $1.5 million. And, you know, $1.5 million, I can get, you know, let's say 4% of that. Okay. That's like $60,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And that should be hopefully enough to cover my expenses.
It's still going to be taxable because you deferred all the taxes.
Exactly. But with Social Security, you know, she's hoping to get a little more from Social Security. So then she'll end up with about $5,000 a month after taxes. That was her goal. And she's on track to be able to do that. She's been saving. She's been doing very well, but she's doesn't really want to be working another 5 years. She'd rather retire early, but she's not sure she can now with not as much money saved and not being able to take Social Security yet. So we talked through this and we said, look, with the amount you saved, you can actually set aside maybe two-thirds of it, maybe set aside $1 million to just fund your retirement income. And then the other $300,000 or $350,000 that you have is going to be set aside for fund money. And you actually have the ability, because interest rates are so good right now, that you have the ability to provide an income stream that's going to be as much as what just, you know, a smaller withdrawal on a larger amount of money would be in several years. So we were able to set up a plan that gives her, she can take that $1 million so she can purchase a private pension. And the pension would provide about $70,000 a year for the rest of her life, even though she's only 60 years old. Again, it depends on where you are, exactly how much money you're talking about and how old you are and what day you're looking at these pension rates. So they're all going to change. But in her case, she was able to get, you know, almost $70,000 a year. And that's, again, it's still before taxes. But she's only using two-thirds of her money to provide that. The other third of her money is still growing, is still going to be able to provide a legacy for her beneficiaries, or it'll give her extra budget for vacations and stuff. And her take-home pay at her current job, even though she's making over $100,000 currently because of the Social Security tax and the 401k contributions and all that, she's really only taking home about $5,000 a month. So this gives her more income retired than working, even if she retires now before Social Security. And it's because she's using that powerful tool, the pension. So that's something that a lot of people overlook, because, you know, pensions went away. A lot of employers don't offer pensions.
Right.
But it is possible to buy a private pension, and sometimes that can be really, really useful.
Yeah, there's another thing that you brought up that I want to make sure that we talk about. A lot of people focus on their gross income. I got to replace my gross income. Whether it's $100,000, $200,000, or $500,000, you're thinking that's what your income is and that's what you're spending. You're not spending that. Because out of that, you're being a good portion into your TSP or 401k or 403b, wherever you're saving it. Then some of it's going towards health insurance. Then some of it's going towards taxes.
Then some of it's going towards any other expenses before you actually spend money, before you take it home. Some is going to HSA, some is going to whatever. So let's say it's a $200,000 income. You may only be taking home maybe $7,000 or $8,000 a month after it's all said and done. That's only $100,000. So literally half the money is going towards other things that you're not spending on your family. So when you retire, you may not need $200,000. You just need what you're spending.
You want to maintain that same lifestyle. And quite often, you know, if all of your money is in a 401k, and then you're going to have significantly more than $100,000 coming out in order to maintain that $100,000 income because it's taxable. So that was the step two with this same client we were talking about, is we were able to help her take that excess income that we're providing her and use that to pay taxes to make her future income tax-free. So she has more income now than what she's spending, and she's able to take some of the excess and convert her 401k or IRA to Roth.
That's a key point, because once you've converted to Roth, then that stops the cascading tax effect. Because if all that money is Roth and you take money out of Roth and you don't pay taxes, it doesn't count towards your income. And so it doesn't increase your taxes on your Social Security. It does not increase your tax on the capital gains, short-term capital gains or long-term capital gains. There's a lot of different things that it avoids if that income. So for example, we had a client that we had helped over several years move all of their IRAs to Roth. And they paid taxes. Yes, they did. They paid a bunch of taxes, weren't happy about it, but there was no way to get around it. But they were done. Now, at I think 67 years old, they're getting about $50,000 in Social Security between the two of them, and they're taking about $50,000 or $60,000 out of their stock fund, and not paying any capital gains tax. Why? Because they're still taking out $100,000 out of their Roth IRA and not paying any taxes, and it doesn't go against their income, so the Social Security is tax free, and the no capital gains, zero capital gains, because if they're under the limit, there's no capital gains tax.
So what you're saying is this client is having a $200,000 income in retirement and paying no tax.
Absolutely. So if structured properly, now think about it. If they did not have this turn into a Roth, then that $100,000 from the IRA would be taxable. So they'd only get $60,000 or so. And the Social Security would now be taxable. So they'd end up paying a lot of money in taxes there. And the capital gains would now be taxable. So they'd pay 15% there. So they saved all of that money by thinking ahead of time and converting their IRA to Roth before. So yes, it was painful. Yes, it hurt. Yes, they had to come up with the money. We had strategies to do that. But Daniel, as you were the tax attorney on the case, you were able to help them optimize their conversion over the, I think, 5 or 6 years until it was all done. Once it's all done, they were looking sweet.
And that's the advantage of working with a firm that has tax attorneys as well as the retirement income specialists that are talking to you. So you're not just dealing with an advisor that may say some things about taxes, but may not be qualified to actually give you tax advice and legal advice. So when you work with Higher Ground, you meet with both of us. You have both me and Raz, or you have one of our other tax attorneys, or one of our other professionals that can give you the retirement income plan. And that is going to minimize not just your risk and give you a good income plan, but it'll minimize your taxes for the long term as well. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. Get your free consultation with our firm, and we will be happy to set you up with one of our tax attorneys to give you specific legal and tax advice to minimize over the long term what you're going to be paid. Now, Raz, a lot of times when we develop these income plans and we're also talking about taxes, I mean, what's the priority? Should you get everything converted to tax-free first before you even figuring out your income plan, or is it more important to get your income plan first?
Well, all of it's important, but the thing, step-by-step plan is really figure out, can you generate enough income after taxes, right? Because it's spendable income. That's what you want, spendable income. So first you got to figure out how much money do you have, how much can it generate? And if you divide it up with either the pension or the volatility buffer and figure out how much income can you get, that's the first step. But then how can you make it tax-free? And you want to do that second, not first, because if you convert everything to Roth or tax-free ahead of time, then if the market drops and you haven't protected it, now you take a double hit. You pay taxes on a higher amount, and you lose money on the market crash. Now you're stuck. So we got to protect it first. Let's protect your money, and then we figure out how to pay the taxes and how long we should take and how to optimize that so you pay the least amount of taxes going forward.
And so what are some of the pros and cons? You know, we talk about the pension strategy and we talk about the volatility buffer strategy. Why would somebody choose one versus the other? What's better about the volatility buffer?
It depends on the legacy, right? If you have children you want to leave money to, or nieces, nephews, or anybody, then working without a pension may be better. However, if you have a, you know, depending on yourself, and you really need to make sure you have that income and you're worried about inflation and income going forward, then a pension may be better for you. Sometimes you have to look at and weigh the differences and see what's most important to you. The biggest thing is it is your money, right? You've already taken care of your kids. You've raised them. You fed them. You clothed them. You sent them to school or whatever else. They got to figure it out themselves. So if you leave the money or not, that should be secondary to your comfort level for the rest of your life.
And this depends on the client, because some clients would rather go without in order to give their kids the best legacy possible. Maybe you do not have as much of an inheritance as you were hoping for, and you want to do better for your kids. So every client's a little different in what they want to do. So just like you said, it kind of starts with what you would prefer. Would you rather have more flexibility in your income and probably leave a little more to your kids, but still sustain the income that's much higher than what a normal, you know, 4% withdrawal will give you? Then the volatility buffer makes sense for you, because that involves protecting at least half to 2/3 of your money in something that's guaranteed, but that you don't give up control of that money.
Right.
And then you can choose to withdraw more or less each year. You can probably sustain a much higher withdrawal that way than with a normal withdrawal from market assets. But the downside is it's not 100% guaranteed. There's no promise by whoever's holding those funds that you will always get exactly the right amount of interest that's going to pay all your expenses.
On the growth of stuff, on the volatility buffer, but then on the pension side, you have a guarantee.
Exactly. So that's the advantage of a pension. On the pension side, whatever you allocate to a pension, it's also called an income annuity from an insurance company. That will be a private pension. Whatever you allocate to an income annuity is going to give you a guarantee, and it could be either a higher income that does not increase or a lower income that increases, and you can do a cost analysis to see which one is better for you in your situation. Sometimes we recommend one versus the other for clients
based on longevity, based on family history,
and what the rates are. I mean, Sometimes there's too much of a price to have an increasing income, and it's so much higher to begin with at this level. So it depends on the client. But once you lock it in, that is what you get or more for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live, even if you live to 120 years old. Now, the old style pensions would go away the moment you die, even if you die early. And that is not the type of pension we normally use with clients. Normally, if you're using a pension with Higher Ground, we're going to put you with one that you're basically, the insurance company is giving your own money back to you for the first 10 or 15 years. And after that, then they dip into their own pocket to keep paying you no matter how long you live. What that does is if you die in the first few years, the remainder gets refunded to your kids as beneficiary. So it's not gone, but assuming you do live to a normal or better life expectancy, then you are going to not have that portion go to your kids. But then it allows you to leave the rest of it to your kids and your house and all those other things. So it's not necessarily true that just because you have a pension means your kids are getting cut out of the will. There are ways to have a legacy and to provide your own income. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.